Not only is there little knowledge of God in the land, there is also much fear. And these two facts are deeply interconnected. Just imagine the marvelous consequences which would unfold if we could all say with comforted conviction the words of Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. I well remember a dream I had back in my 20s, not long after the Holy Spirit first touched me, changing my life forever. It was the dream's final moment which mattered. I looked at a colorless wall, and a holy hand began to write a sentence on that wall, while at the same time a heavenly voice strongly intoned that sentence. Do not fear another day in your life. I awoke immediately and knew it was of God. I also knew how difficult it would be to successfully live out that command. Yet that is a sentence all Christians should live out of. On hundreds of occasions while conducting a funeral, when unvoiced fear hovered, sensed but not seen, I have quoted Jesus' words given before he died for us. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The peace of Christ, which we need in abundance today, is the faith knowledge that everything will be all right eternally. As John Lennon reportedly said, everything will be all right in the end. If things are not all right, it is not yet the end. To that, I say, Amen.